Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining today's TeraWulf Business Update conference call. The call will begin momentarily. Once again, we do thank you for joining today's presentation. If you do need assistance while you're waiting for the call to begin, you may press star and zero to signal an operator. Once again, the call will begin momentarily. Thank you. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the TeraWulf Business Update conference call. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, you may signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. I'd now like to turn the conference call over to Sandy Harrison, Vice President of Investor Relations at TeraWulf. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jamie, and welcome to TeraWulf's Business Update call. I am Sandy Harrison, VP of IR. And joining me on today's call is Paul Prager, Chief Executive Officer, Nazar Khan, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Technology Officer, and Carrie Langlis, Chief Strategy Officer. I want to remind everyone that during today's call, we will be making forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements are neither historical facts nor assurances of future performance. Instead, they are based only on our current beliefs, expectations and assumptions regarding the future of our business, plans and strategies, projections, anticipated events and trends, the economy, and other future conditions. Because forward-looking statements relate to the future, they are subject to inherent risks and uncertainties and changes in our circumstances that are difficult to predict, many of which are outside of our control. The company's actual results and financial condition may differ significantly from these discussed during today's call. Additional factors that could cause actual results to differ from forward-looking statements can be found in TeraWulf's S-4, prospective supplements, and other SEC filings. Our comments are as of today, and TeraWulf does not assume any obligation to publicly update any of these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise, except as required by applicable law or regulation. With that, I would like to pass the call over to Paul Prager. Paul?
Thank you, Sandy. And I want to thank everyone for joining us this afternoon for our very first business update. As it happens, today is also the one-year anniversary to the day of the closing on our first round financing, and I want to thank our earliest investors for their confidence and congratulate our team for their accomplishments, achieved in notably a short period of time. On today's call, I will provide a brief overview of TeraWulf and its strategy, highlight some of our key accomplishments, and provide an update on our development plans. Let's start by detailing the TeraWulf story and the progress our team has made to date. I am an energy entrepreneur with three decades of experience in energy infrastructure, supply optimization, operations, and engineering. In fact, many on my team have been working together for over 15 years, designing, developing, building, and operating power infrastructure assets. Leveraging that experience, we saw an opportunity to take what we had learned and bring our proven business model from energy to cryptocurrency. Initially, we built the Bighorn Data Center for Marathon Digital Holdings, while under the private operating entity, Beowulf Energy. After completing this facility, I decided to form TeraWulf in February of 21 to enter the mining industry to leverage our knowledge and experience. This vision was to own and operate fully integrated, environmentally clean Bitcoin mining facilities powered by nuclear, hydro, and solar energy, with the goal of utilizing 100% zero-carbon energy in the United States. Bitcoin mining at its core is energy infrastructure, and we are confident that we can create a premier platform for sustainable Bitcoin mining and significant value creation. We see Bitcoin mining as more than solving a mathematical algorithm for Bitcoin. It's about converting a local commodity, electricity that doesn't have real storage capability, and turning it into a global commodity with untapped potential and a store of value. From our history in owning and operating power generation, we understand how to procure large amounts of electricity at competitive pricing and how to mitigate the inherent risks in today's real-time demand environment. Furthermore, based on our prior experience, we have proven our capabilities in building digital asset mining data centers at scale, safely, reliably, and efficiently. We believe the mining companies that focus on vertically integrated, infrastructure-first strategies such as ours will be able to provide the most sustainable, efficient, and highly flexible platforms that will ultimately emerge as the winners in the industry. And I maintain TerraWulf will lead the pack. We expect that as Bitcoin and other digital assets are more broadly accepted, the regulatory environment will catch up. Regulation is not something to be afraid of. In fact, we embrace regulation, as we believe our zero carbon emission plan, as opposed to carbon neutrality, will differentiate us. ESG is not just an ideal for us, it's a business practice and has served as a foundation for our company, be it with respect to transparency, diversity, and the environment. I am especially proud of the accomplishments of our talented and diverse management team. We are currently developing two mining facilities, Lake Mariner Data in New York, using primarily hydropower, and Nautilus Cryptomine, a joint venture with Talon Energy in Pennsylvania, using nuclear energy from the 2.5 gigawatt Susquehanna Steam Electric Station, with the objective of developing 800 megawatts of net mining capacity by 2025. With current generation miners, this would yield a net hash rate capability of 23 exahash. Moving on to select business highlights. 2021 was a very exciting time for the company, originating with the founding early in the year and culminating with the public trading debut on NASDAQ in mid-December. During the year, we began work on two buildings at our Lake Mariner site and announced the formation and commencement of the JV with Talon. We secured several large miner contracts during a time when others were challenged by supply constraints. We raised in aggregate approximately $295 million, including $123.5 million of debt. We expanded the management team's depth by adding Sandy to lead our investor relations outreach, and that will help us build relationships with the institutional investor community. More recently, we expanded our board membership to seven directors with the addition of Michael Busella, general partner at Block Tower Capital, and Carrie Langless, our chief strategy officer. Carrie has been instrumental to the management team in developing and implementing our overall corporate strategy, business development, strategic partnerships, and growth initiatives. She and I have worked together for 15 years, a former Goldman banker, and I am delighted she is one of three outstanding women on our board. Michael joins us with a background in technology markets, also formerly Goldman Sachs, and with significant experience in the crypto industry. I am pleased to welcome them both to the board and look forward to their contributions in helping the company achieve our long-term goals. Our long-term goals include more than just sustainably and responsibly mining Bitcoin. That's why we formed the TerraWulf Charitable Foundation, a private philanthropic organization where we've donated over 2% of outstanding common stock to focus on funding and participating in social health, environmental, and sustainability programs. The foundation's efforts will place a special emphasis on the protection of natural resources around the world, while also expanding the opportunities for more people to enjoy and appreciate their natural beauty. Earlier this week, we announced that existing shareholders, new board members, and the management team, led by me, contributed $15 million in new capital, further reinforcing, reaffirming, and reiterating confidence in the company's future success. Finally, and most importantly, we announced the commencement of mining operations at our Lake Mariner facility in early March. It is off to a very good start, and we are anticipating 4,000 miners operational by late April, and will continue to ramp from there. I will now turn to an update on several of our operational goals. As mentioned previously, TerraWulf is targeting the long-term goal of delivering a total of 800 megawatts of infrastructure, equaling an approximate hash rate capability in excess of 23 exahash by 2025. While our public mining peers aspire to similar growth, what separates TerraWulf from the rest of the pack is our zero-carbon approach to Bitcoin mining. As research analysts and media figureheads have publicly noted, the president's digital asset executive officer emphasized addressing climate risk and reducing negative climate impacts. TerraWulf, with our approximately 800 megawatts of power supply, is exclusively focused on zero carbon energy. That's zero carbon energy, not carbon neutrality. We are not buying carbon credits or RECs with the notion of getting to carbon neutrality. We are about zero carbon generation resources in scale, and that's a game changer. We strongly believe this distinguishing characteristic should improve TerraWulf's valuation versus peers in years to come. By year-end 2022, TerraWulf expects to have a total of 210 megawatts of infrastructure available, with a hash rate based on contracted miners between 4.7 and 5.1 exahash. As we execute further towards our plan and macro conditions improve, we see the potential to both fully utilize our expected megawatt capacity as well as an additional upside of 25 megawatts of capacity in 2022. Our ramp is expected to continue through 2023, with TerraWulf expecting to exit the year with 400 megawatts of infrastructure able to support a targeted hash rate range of 12.1 to 17.2 exahash. We also continue to focus on the build-out and hash rate ramp at our Lake Mariner facility. We expect to exit the year at 110 megawatts capacity and miner contracts that could support an exahash range of between 2.8 to 3 exahash, with the potential for an additional upside of 25 megawatts of capacity at this facility in 2022, should opportunities present themselves. At the Nautilus joint venture, we're targeting to begin mining mid-year and are expecting to exit 2022 at 100 megawatts capacity between 1.9 and 2.1 exahash net to us and based on contracted miners. As a quick reminder, we share everything at Nautilus 50-50 with Talon, and we report our expectations on a net basis. We remain confident in our ability and believe we have a line of sight to execute on our infrastructure goals. We are seeing the miner market undergo a dynamic shift, and it is our belief that we should be able to fill any of our open plugs with mining rigs. Accordingly, we have begun to take a more flexible approach on miner deployment planning at this critical time in the market. So while we have a significant amount of our projected miners on order, we are seeing new opportunities emerge to leverage and take advantage of the current environment. As such, we have provided the range in our exahash targets for 2022 and 2023 to allow for the potential flexibility that our infrastructure first strategy is expected to yield in this dynamic market. Finally, we continue to believe that our vertical integration strategy will enable us to achieve some of the lowest power costs in the industry, significantly less than CBECI's average electricity cost of 0.05 kilowatt hours. The low operating costs contribute to our highly profitable operating model, where we have a goal of delivering gross margins in excess of 85%. As you could see, we have made significant progress in an unusually short period of time since forming the company in February. Our current priorities center on building out our two sites to provide plugs for miners. We have been pleased with our early hash rate results at Lake Mariner and are excited to start ramping at Nautilus early mid-year. I believe that infrastructure is going to continue to play a more prominent role in the crypto mining industry going forward. We think the recent challenges associated with macro environment and geopolitical backdrop has caused a massive shift in the dynamics of the mining industry. This has presented TeraWulf with several unique opportunities that would otherwise have not been available without our infrastructure first strategy. We're currently working through a number of potential initiatives that will allow us to take advantage of our position as an emerging leader in the digital asset infrastructure. Since our founding, we have taken an infrastructure-first approach. We will always be long infrastructure. With changes in the market, it is evident to us that infrastructure is going to be the new currency in crypto mining. While mining machines can come and go, and access to capital resources fluctuate, only infrastructure and the associated investments in equipment operate on a timeline that cannot be, in fact, accelerated. In other words, we have the plugs. I am excited about our progress to date and more confident than ever in the company's ability to achieve our long-term goals. I am a Naval Academy grad, a Navy vet, and I am reminded by the words of a former skipper to ensure that I conclude with key takeaways. What are they? Vertically integrated, zero carbon, ESG, energy infrastructure, and most importantly, a seasoned energy infrastructure and finance team. Thank you all for your time. I look forward to future calls to update you on the progress of our efforts. And remember, we have the plugs.
Thanks, Carl. And thanks again to all of you for joining us today for our first call. Before we go, I want to highlight some upcoming events to be watching for from TeraWulf. We expect to file our calendar year 2021 results and 10K by the end of March. We will also be attending several investor and industry events in the coming weeks, including Bitcoin 2022 and the Callan Bitcoin Mining Summit. Please reach out to me if you would like to schedule time to meet with us in any of these events, or if you'd like to have a call to learn more about what we're doing at TeraWulf. Thank you again for joining us today. That ends our call.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference has now concluded. We do thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect your lines.